Welcome to Recruiting Thursday. Richard Davenport along with Mr. Josh LeBlanc, 2018 forward. We're just going to the phone lines right now with Josh. And Josh, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I know since, which is pretty amazing, since Real Deal a little over a month ago, you, at that time, and I was very surprised, you had two offers. Now you have 18. You're probably one of the more, highly recruited guys over the last month or so with all the additional offers. And obviously Arkansas was one of them. Kind of recap how it all went down as far as you getting the offer from Arkansas, if you would, Josh.
Sorry, can you say it again?
Just kind of recap you getting how it went down as far as you getting the offer from Arkansas.
Well, I was in Indiana, and I had a real good weekend. And then that Monday, my coach had called me to him to talk to him, and was like, "You got the offer from Arkansas." So I was like, "Thank God for that. It was a blessing." I was pretty happy about it.
What is it about Arkansas that made you so happy about it? Okay. We lost him. We'll try to get him. We were kind of having some difficulties before we got on the air with Josh in the phone line for whatever reason. Maybe he's out and about. And, you know, we lost his signal, but we're calling him and trying to get him back on the phone line right now.
Yeah, hello?
All right, Josh, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's try that again. Kind of talk about how what made you happy about getting that offer from Arkansas?
This relationship I have with Coach Thurman, he was one of the first coaches to actually recruit me, so it was kind of special because of that reason.
Talk about that relationship. What is it about Coach Thurman that makes you connect with him?
He's just real upfront, real about everything. Keeps it. He doesn't lie or bull. Like he doesn't sugarcoat anything. So it's nice to know that somebody's keeping it all the way straight with you.
Is that bonus points to you when a coach seems to be straight up instead of maybe, I don't know, saying some things that you may question?
Oh, yes, sir.
How familiar are you with the program? The Arkansas Razorback program?
I actually just started watching them when they went to a tournament. So, before then, I wasn't really that much familiar with them, but I guess you could say I watched them a little bit since then.
So, when you watched them, what did you see, Josh?
A defensive team that plays in transition.
I know, I think we talked about Coach Thurman and his playing days and everything. Have you done any research on him and what he meant to the Razorback program back in the day?
No, I know he hit a big shot in a big game. I know that much.
And against Duke in '94 for the national championship. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I got you. Have you gone on YouTube and seen that? Because it's all over YouTube.
No, sir.
I think it actually brought rain. He had to sky it to get it over the defender. But anyway, what is it about Arkansas that attracts you to the program?
Oh, just the way they play. I like how they are a defensive team. So that's how I play. So.
Talk about that. You're 6'7", Josh, but you have a wingspan of 7 feet. You got to have one of the largest wingspans for any guy your size in the country. Talk about your game and just talk about that wingspan and how it helps you.
Well, I'm not the most skilled guy on the court, but I'm one of the hardest workers. So that makes up for the skill because I play so hard. So I'm still able to score the ball like anybody else. And my wingspan helps me defend. If somebody gets by me, I could recover quickly.
When are you looking to visit Arkansas? I know you talked about you have plans to, but is there a particular time frame that you're looking at or date?
No, sir. I don't know yet. Sure yet.
So what are you what are you looking to accomplish this spring? Obviously you've accomplished a lot. 16 offers since Real Deal. What else are you wanting to accomplish during the spring season?
To win finals in the end. That's the biggest goal, and to keep in developing and improving.
Obviously, you're a very good student, Josh. You got a 4.0 GPA. You're looking to major possibly in business, and obviously Arkansas's business program is one of the better ones in the country. Does that kind of help a little bit, knowing that you can play basketball at a high level and still get a degree that's among the best in the country, your particular major?
It does. But it's just about the best fit for me, the best option as far as school and basketball goes.
Talk about that. What is the best fit? What are some of the other things that would include in the best fit?
The best opportunity for me to play and a family-based school. I don't want to go nowhere. I'm just another dude. I want to feel like I'm at home. So, like, I'm at home, away from home.
When are you looking to narrow down your list of schools?
To the end of the summer.
Then when are you looking to make a decision?
I'm not sure about that yet, but I know I'm going to end down at the end of the summer.
Do you think that you'll make your decision during the early sign-in period, or do you think you may wait till spring?
I'm not sure yet, to be honest. I might. It just depends. I'm not really sure.
So will you take some official visits in the fall, or are you unsure on that?
I should be start taking visits at the end of the summer session. So right after that, I should start taking visits.
Okay, let's do a little get to know Josh LeBlanc session here. Favorite meal? What is your favorite meal?
Steak and potatoes.
How do you like?
Made by my mother.
Your mom can cook a mean steak. How's that? What does she do to the steak that makes it so good, Josh?
I don't know what she do to the steak. It just tastes amazing.
How do you like it cooked?
Medium well.
Medium well? Okay. There you go. People look at me, Josh, when I say medium well, and they think I'm crazy. Most people say medium rare or rare. And the producer's just looking at me, putting his finger in his mouth right now. So do you get a lot of looks when you say medium well? From some of your friends?
Yeah, they're like, there's medium rare too. I don't know what that's about.
Come on. Do you want to drink the blood too, or what?
No, I'm saying that's nasty to me. I don't like the way it
looks. You and me both, Josh. You've just been elevated in my book, man. Because there's most people, they're always saying medium well. I mean, medium rare or rare or whatever, or medium well is not one of the things. Favorite NBA player?
I'd have to go with either Draymond Green or James Harden.
Good choice. Favorite music?
Rap. I like rap music.
Favorite artist?
Future.
Must watch TV show for Josh LeBlanc.
Must watch TV show? Chopped on the Food Channel.
What on the Food Channel?
Chopped.
Okay. I like the Food Channel, but I guess I'm familiar with the show, but I haven't watched it that much. I guess I have to put that on my agenda. Okay, if there was one woman in the world you could go out on a date with, who would be your dream date?
Either Beyonce or Rihanna, one of those two.
I vote Beyonce. I don't get it with Rihanna. What is it with Rihanna? I mean, I think come on now, Beyonce, she's got it all together.
Rihanna, not too bad though.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, big guy. I'll take your word for it. Okay. People would be surprised that I, Josh LeBlanc, fill in the blank.
I'm a real shy person. Everybody's surprised that I'm so shy when they meet me because I'm so loud and outgoing on the court.
Huh. Okay. Are you a trash talker?
From time to time.
I got you. Josh, hey, we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Good luck with your recruiting, and look forward to staying in touch with you.
Yes, sir.